be the soldier who never blows his composure. Even though I hold the weight of the whole world on my shoulders, I ain't never supposed to show it. My crew ain't supposed to know it. Even if it means going toe-to-toe with the Benzino, it don't matter. I never drag them in battles that I can handle unless I absolutely have to. I'm supposed to set an example. I need to be the leader. My crew looks for me to guide them. If some shit ever just pop off, I'm supposed to be beside them. That job said I tried to squash it. It was too late to stop it. There's a certain line you just don't cross, and he crossed it. I heard him say Haley's name on a song, and I just lost it. It was crazy. This shit went way beyond some Jay-Z and Nas shit. And even though the battle was won, I feel like we lost it. I spent so much energy on it. Honestly, I'm exhausted, and I'm so caught in it. I almost feel I'm the one who caused it. This ain't what I'm in hip-hop for. It's not why I got in it. That was never my object for someone to get killed. Why would I want to destroy something I helped build? That wasn't my intentions. My intentions were good. I went through my whole career without ever mentioning it. And that was just out of respect for not running my mouth and talking about something that I knew nothing about. First grade told me stay out. This just wasn't my beef, so I did. I just fell back, watched it gritted my teeth. Yeah.
Sometimes I wanna disappear like I just don't exist. I find a time machine to take me back when I was 6. Maybe younger, either way, I guess the point of it would be to tell that little kid that he's gonna take a lot of hits. Yeah, I'll probably grab your hand and tell you life is hard. If you got questions or you need advice, then talk to God, cause he's the only one that listens, even when you think he isn't. Even though people are great at making bad decisions, they ain't gonna take it serious. You find out pretty quick that life is more than just appearances. I know some things we could avoid to save embarrassment, but everything that breaks you down can also build your character. Cause people love to see you fail, but just be aware of it. Don't let nobody tell you who to be or write your narrative. Look, we're all products of the things that we experience, but there's a big difference between confidence and arrogance. You hearing this? I know that you don't get it now, but you gon' get it later. I know you feel like you're alone and no one loves you, maybe. And you can cover insecurities with lots of anger. The weird thing is someday all of this will make you famous. You start to write about your life, and while they're all relating, you make up a slogan called the real, but feel like you're the fakest. Wish I could tell you that your future's nothing but amazing. That's just not the case, and I guess I just don't know how to say it.
The question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this suppression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence. The power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position of making a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame, made a brother change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world. I've got nothing to lose, it's just me against the world, baby.
That's right. I know it seems hard sometimes, but remember one thing. Through every dark night, there's a bright day after that.
لحظات با فیلو جذاب تر میگذره.